On three different occasions between 2008 and 2010, hackers broke into the systems of the Wyndham hotel chain, altogether stealing the payment information of over 619,000 customers. These thefts resulted in over $10.6 million in fraudulent charges to customers' credit cards. This sounds almost quaint compared to some of the data breaches that have occurred over the past few years. But recent litigation against Wyndham has the potential to completely change how data breaches are handled in the United States. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, has the authority to investigate, fine, and sue companies that violate federal laws prohibiting unfair and deceptive trade practices. In 2012, the FTC sued Wyndham on the theory that Wyndham's inadequate data security measures met the definition for an unfair or deceptive practice. In 2014, a federal district court in New Jersey agreed and allowed the FTC's lawsuit to proceed. In late August 2015, a federal appeals court affirmed that the FTC could pursue actions against companies when the inadequate security measures at those companies resulted in data theft by hackers. Wyndham is also an extreme example. Credit card numbers were stored without being encrypted, Wyndham typically did not use firewalls, and individual hotels were often connected to Wyndham's network with default usernames and passwords that were easily discoverable through a quick internet search. These remarkably weak data security practices enabled hackers to invade Wyndham systems through mere brute force attacks, like guessing the passwords for administrator accounts. Once they were logged in, they could then download hundreds of thousands of unencrypted credit card numbers from Wyndham servers and transfer this information to servers in Russia. Adding insult to injury, Wyndham's 2008 privacy policy falsely assured customers that Wyndham used 128-bit encryption and firewalls. The law prohibiting unfair deceptive trade practices states that when suing a company in federal court, the FTC can seek a penalty up to $10,000 per violation. The effects of the Wyndham case on how data breaches are treated nationwide will likely depend on how the courts decide that the penalty should be calculated. If the violation was each hacking incident, the penalty might be limited to a maximum of $30,000. On the other hand, with over 7,000 hotels worldwide, counting each hotel as one violation could raise the maximum penalty to over $70 million. A higher maximum penalty could provide a stronger deterrent against unsafe practices and increase the incentive for companies to do everything they possibly can to protect your information. The FTC has brought complaints based on cybersecurity failings in the past, but there are no clear rules about what counts as a single violation in the context of data breaches. The FTC makes most of its decisions on a case-by-case basis. More clarity in this area is desperately needed. A lot of people are currently urging Congress to enact a federal data breach statute. If such a law is enacted, it should address questions concerning the FTC's authority and what the appropriate penalties might be. Another option would be for the FTC to draft rules to clarify these important questions. Data breaches and the resulting epidemic of information insecurity demand timely answers to ensure that one company's cybersecurity failures don't wreak havoc on your life. I'm Jay Kaysen.